Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Hypersloth Happy Half Hour with your quarantine dream team, Zigzag and Rufus. Put on your captain's hat because we're going to help you navigate these uncharted territories that are the quarantine. We're going to catch you up on the day's events. We're going to talk politics. We're going to talk whatever comes to mind. So grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hypersloth Happy Half Hour.
Was that a little COVID cough you had going there, Roof Doggers?
No, I don't have COVID. I'm immune.
Oh, that's right. You've got, you know, a guy with super blood.
Yes, yeah. Your blood is super blood, and mine is full of intoxicants constantly.
There you go. Yours is pickled. You're pickled. You're fine.
It's COVID. Can't even get nothing. You. That's right.
So, anyway, are you really sneezing? What do you got going on there, for real?
No, yeah. I just got a shitload of onions and peppers for spaghetti sauce, and the onions were potent.
Is Mrs. Rufus hurting you? You can tell me. This, again, is a safe place.
Only psychologically and emotionally, not physically.
So nothing out of the ordinary is what you're saying, the usual hurt.
I'm used to it by
now.
Oh,
sorry, dude, you can't see me. I apologize for that.
Oh, damn. I was hoping you wouldn't notice.
But look what I got going on back there, dude. I'm telling you. You are about to do brain surgery in your spot, but look what I've got going on there.
Yeah, I should do brain surgery on you.
Right. You should give me a frontal lobotomy because I've got a pile in front of you.
Exactly.
So what's new, Rufus? How the new digs treating you? You got to know the neighborhood? Has anybody at the local Texaco started calling you rock and roll or anything exciting like that?
No, you know, thanks to COVID, I don't know anybody at any local place.
Here we are, dude. If I recall correctly, when we started the Hypersloth Happy Half Hour, as your quarantine dream team, little did we know, or maybe we did know, that we would be doing a double quarantine.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, we're back in it, right? I mean, they're starting to run on fucking toilet paper already.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what site you check, but there's a site that I check every day that it has the graphs and everything. And, dude, the U.S. has peaked beyond what it...
Oh, yeah. It's not like it's three times as bad as what in fucking March.
Yeah, it's not like we didn't just learn. We just said, yeah, fuck it.
We're American. We won World War II, motherfuckers.
Well,
of course, since then we've lost Iraq and we lost Vietnam and we lost all the little wars, but we saved it all up. We shot our wad on the big war.
We lost all the wars we started.
Yeah, there you go. Whenever we're trying to put someone in power, you think that the GOP would have learned by now. You can't do that. It's happening right here, and they're hopefully people will take it to the streets. I mean, I'm too old to take it to the streets, but I'm counting on young people to really step up and take it to the streets.
We'll rile them up. That's our job. Rile them.
Get them riled up. I'm a professional riler.
I bet you can pull that off on Instagram. Instead of an influencer, you're a riler.
Oh, yeah, you just go, you know what, you're right. You could just be like, I fucking hate chicken sandwiches. Prove me wrong. One of those things.
Actually, I think those are called trolls.
Oh, are they? I call them rilers.
So they get me riled.
Yeah, well, that's because, you know, a riler is a step up from a troll. We're intelligent trolls, right? We're rilers.
It's a troll with a noble cause, I think.
Spell rile for me. I guess it's R-I-L-E, right? To rile up.
I hope it's that easy. It should be.
I would love to know the origin of the word rile right now.
It's kind of an odd word when you say it.
Does it?
I'm going to look it up. Let's see how many times it mentions the word dander in the definition. To get one's dander up.
Oh, there you go. I wonder where that comes from.
No, it's make someone annoyed or irritated.
And what is the word origin?
Good Lord, origin. Now we're digging deep. Make water turbulent or muddy.
Oh, well, see, wait. I guess that's probably where it kind of comes from.
Yeah. Again. What do they call the origin of words?
I think it's the origin.
No, there's a term for it.
Is there?
Yeah.
The term I knew was the origin, the word origin.
Well, let's see if you're right. Let's look
there
up
probably
origin.
Is there probably some fancy... English major thing that you learned and forgot. So my origin is just as fucking qualified as whatever word you were thinking of.
See, now I have to know what that is. Etymology. That's what it
there
is.
There you go. I thought that was the study of birds.
I thought it was insects.
I did, too, think it was insects. I think that's wrong.
We should look up the history of etymology and see where that word came from.
We should. We should do the etymology of etymology.
Okay, so here's the origin of the word ryle.
Yeah.
Early 19th century variant of royal, R-O-I-L.
Really?
That explains a lot.
Can you probably now look up royal, R-O-Y-I-L, and see what the fuck that means? Because I think it means whiskey drunk in Old English.
It means the same thing. Make someone annoyed or irritated.
Oh, it does? Okay.
Whiskey drunk, yeah.
Whiskey drunk, exactly. Wait, yeah, I mean, that's the riler. A whiskey drunk is a riler.
This is absolutely true. Oh, okay. Royal, history of royal.
Uh-huh.
Late 16th century, perhaps from Old French roulet, mixed mortar, from late Latin regulare, regulate.
I knew it would get down to Latin somehow.
Mixed mortar. I guess you're mixing
it on words.
Latin,
yeah, so in order to rile up, to stir up, to muddy, as it were, Rufus, correct?
We should be on PBS. We should have a show.
We should be like, learn a word and learn the word origin. Because you know what? I had no idea where rile came up. Did you?
No. Until this podcast, no. But look, now we both know.
Right. And now one of us will probably even remember.
One of us will, and the other one will retain them.
Can maybe together we can remember the whole thing, both parts. I want you to be in charge of Royale, okay?
Okay.
All right, and I'll be in charge of the Royale part.
I can remember that.
Okay, so what was Royale again? You got the easier part, because yours was just like to stir up mortar and pestle or some shit.
Yeah, the French version was stir up.
Wasn't it stir up mortar and stirring up people? It's kind of the same thing.
I mean, I get it. I get where it's coming from. But you know what? I decided I'm just going to remember the Latin part, regulare. Okay?
That's an interesting one.
Yeah, that's the crux. Because regulare, that's the anti. Well, of course, regulare doesn't probably mean regular in Latin.
Well, they said that it relates to the word regulate, which is weird that rile and regulate.
I guess you're regulating the amount of water that you mix together with the mortar.
Very good. And regulating how irritated somebody is.
I took Latin class, right? I took Latin in high school. We had to take a language, so I took Latin, of course. Why? I don't know. At that point in my life, I thought I was going to be a doctor or a lawyer because that would have been the easy way to do it. I decided on doing it the hard way. But, and the teacher asked me, and I had no clue, dude. I didn't ever. I was lost from like the third day, right? And I'm taking with a. I'm a freshman in high school, and there's nothing in there but fucking juniors and seniors.
Okay.
And little chick in front of me had a crush on me. She even bought me some Argyle socks for Christmas.
Argyle.
She was in the. Rufus. Her name was Katie Killalay. Was her name? Just so you know. It was a car place. A Chevy car place. But I digress. So then the teacher's asking me how to say something, right? This teacher was a ball buster. Cindy Smith was her name. Never forget her. She had this really high voice. She talked like this. She was also the art teacher. But so she asked me to say the good son in Latin, right? And the way I was interpreting it was filiare bonaire.
That sounds perverted.
Which pretty fucking. Let's look up the good son in Latin. But of course, the whole fucking class cracked up like I was being a ham. And ever since then, I've been mentally fucking scarred.
What is it? Feel my son?
Filius Bonaire, the good son. I'm going to see what comes up if I put that in. Filius, incest taboo. What? Boner corrupted the black guy with cornrows. What? Wait a minute. Canonical erection of a house of religious. Wait a minute.
What the hell is going on?
Maybe they got a lot more into this fucking Latin than I thought. I might have been way behind. I didn't think. I mean,
I don't,
course go sexual, but hold on.
Rome once full of black guys with cornrows.
Good son. In Latin. That's what we needed, right? Okay. Philly Boney.
Well, you were close. What's the difference?
Damn close, Rufus. Damn fucking close.
What was that last one at?
Me.
Just because you were a freshman.
Probably. Probably because I was going to bang two of the fucking hottest chicks in there.
And the teacher.
No, she did have big titties, though. No lie on that. You know what I think about? How old is she probably now?
She's in a convalescent home.
I'm 14. She was probably 50 at the time.
She's
dead. Maybe 40. But still, that's 36 years ago. Damn. Wonder how them titties is looking right now.
Not good. They're probably leaving tracks on the carpet.
You watch that. You watch some of that fucking that taboo porn. I know you're into gilfs.
Yeah, well, hey.
Just like regular chicks. They're contemporaries.
Latinas have babies young.
I was saying, well, any gilf, you can have a gilf that's fucking 35 now.
Yeah, or at least one that looks 35.
You can't. Think about it. A 15-year-old chick, God, you might be able to have a fucking gilf in their 20s.
Do the math.
A 15-year-old chick has a baby, right? The baby gets 15 and turns and has its own baby.
Okay.
Does the mom a gilf? All right, say 14 years old. Don't say 15.
It could be even younger. I mean, it happens.
Dude, we have to Google what is the youngest gilf right now. World's youngest gilf. You think anything comes up?
Yes. Maybe not if you put gilf.
Really?
Grandmother.
I wouldn't think it would come up if I put gilf. Okay, who's currently the youngest grandmother in the world? That makes her more than, to someone, she is a gilf, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, my God. She gave birth to her daughter when she was 12. Marie, in turn, gave birth when she was 11.
That seems just weird.
23-year-old gilf. Look at her. You want to see her? Oh, well.
Let's fall far from the tree.
Let me put it this way to you. She's a gilf. She's gilf material. I mean, she is only in her mid-20s.
All right. Well, just send me the link. What's the name?
No, well, she Rivka Stan, Stanescu. Rivka, Rivka.
She's Romanian. I'm going to be able to meet her.
She eloped when she was 11. She's actually in India now, dude, just so you know.
Wait, she's 23?
Well, now she's, that was 2008, so now she's 35. Now she's probably a grand gilf, a G-gilf.
She looks 35 at the age of 23.
Well, it's Romania, dude. And she's been fucking with some dude who's probably 50 years older than her. Probably makes her roll his cigarettes.
Jesus Christ. Probably makes her smoke them, too.
Probably.
So look, let's take it in. Smoke
them. Turn 12. I've got to get me another 11-year-old. I got to get me 2 6-year-olds.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you know, they're fucking weirdos. He fucking married an 11-year-old and knocked her up.
Zigzag said it, not me, listeners.
Well, Zigzag said it because that's how those fucking sickos over there think. That's why. Zigzag just had to bring it to the fucking people's attention because it seems like none of the important shit is getting out there anymore.
Like the youngest girl. But
when's the last time someone bothered reporting on that? COVID, Trump.
Yeah. Wake up,
Trump.
CNN.
Wake up, America. Time to learn who the fucking youngest gilf was. And where do you think you're going to learn that? On the fucking Hypersloth Happy Hour. You're not learning that somewhere else. They're not.
This is alternative media. We got all the answers.
This is experimental radio / television / podcasting / something /
Everything you really want to know that you didn't even know you wanted to know.
Exactly right. We thought of it for you, as we most often do.
Amen.
So now you can go to work tomorrow, and around the water cooler, you can tell everybody who the youngest gilf is.
Yep, show them on your phone.
Show them Rivka Stomanescu is the youngest fucking gilf. Just show them our podcast. Just do that and show them my super psychedelic background.
Yeah, to the chase or show the podcast.
Yeah. Maybe we'll just show a half an hour of that tomorrow night or
Looks
Friday.
Like you're holding a giant orb. It's like the Wizard of Oz.
Ah! So that thing, dude, did I tell you what that is? That's a projector that I bought my daughter for Christmas last year.
Yeah.
It's basically still in the box. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to try something with that. So I hooked it up down here. Obviously, I'm going to get a really white. This sheet isn't white, but that still looks pretty cool. But I could, like, show Easy Rider behind us on the next fucking show.
Oh, that'd be crazy.
Wouldn't that be kind of cool to, like, just show shit like that?
We are still supposed to watch V, I think.
That's true. We are. We are supposed to do that. But I think that's better done screen to screen, as it were.
This is true.
So, still pretty bright in your room, I see.
Huh?
It's still pretty bright in your room, I see.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you got to be able to see me. Some
of us are taking the show to the next level. Some of us are just doing, you know.
Hey, you focus on surface level things. I'll focus on personality and content.
Okay. Wow. This show ain't got long to go. You would have never thought of checking out who the youngest Gulf was.
I just wouldn't have said it out loud.
You probably already knew. Oh, shit. Now do I tell him or do I just fucking act like I'm searching it?
I follow her on Instagram.
She did seem very unsurprised. So she obviously probably could be a 30-year-old grand Gulf by now.
Goddamn, grand Gulf. Crazy.
And I wonder if grand gilf comes up. I mean, most gilfs, I guess, that you probably see in porn are old enough to have great, right?
I don't know. First, grand gilf porn.
You almost have to. Well, wait till we're off the air and give yourself some private time.
I'll do it through a VPN with a Tor browser, so I'm not tracked.
Oh, you probably come across. What is the weirdest thing you've ever come across on the Tor website? Other than you could buy a kidney or something. Have you ever gotten that deep in there?
No, but I've never looked for that. I just found those websites where you can buy, like, heroin and shit. And
right. How unexciting. You could do that on any fucking street corner.
I found some Hitman websites, but who knows? You know, that could be bullshit. Right. I don't fucking know.
Or could.
$1,000, I could have had somebody.
Say you hire your fucking Hitman off of Tor, as it were, whatever the Silk Road. I mean, is there a new Silk Road now? Is there a new name for one of these places? That we'll give a free bump on our show. Go ahead.
Yeah. There's plenty of them. They keep shifting around. You can never, if you go to one once and you go back a couple of weeks later, it's not at the same address. You got to be in the loop.
Where do you find the loop? On the Tor network somewhere? Or QAnon? Is QAnon the loop, as it were?
I don't know. I'll have to ask my QAnon pals. But if you go on Tor into the deep web, there's like directories that keep track of it.
Gotcha.
So if you need a hitman or some nice coffee tables, you know where to find.
Could you imagine hiring a hitman off of the fucking Tor? I mean, you don't know. You can get some bumbling fucking idiot. You know what I mean? You're not going to get away with it. Anyone can be like, I'm a fucking professional hitman. Check out, I mean, it's not like, here's my resume. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but other than that, how do you hire a hitman?
You don't. That's why people always get busted as hiring hitmen.
That's because true.
This is what happens. You see some guy in a bar who looks shady, and you're like, hey, buddy, can I buy you a couple of beers? And then, like, after six beers, you're like, and so I'm looking for someone to kill my wife, right? And this guy at first is like, I'll do it. Right? But then he goes home and sobers up and realizes he texted 50 fucking times about killing your fucking wife. And he's like, ugh, I got to go to the cops now. They probably saw this on my phone.
I see you watch all the same true crime shows I do.
That's how it normally goes, right?
It's the same story every fucking time.
I love the ones where they act like they do it. And then they show the picture of the fucking person with like their head blown up. Them do that where they like stage that they found the dead body.
Did you see the one where the chick hired a hitman to kill her husband, but the hitman was a cop?
That's how it almost normally is.
But then they staged the entire fucking hit.
That's what I'm saying. Right. Yeah.
And then she's in the interrogation room, and they bring the husband out. And she's like, well, God, glad you're okay.
I know. It's so fucked up. I love those. Where the chick, like, looks at the fucking picture, and she's supposed to be, like, breaking down. Wow, you see how, like, the worst acting comes out in front of the fucking detectives. Should be the people who give out fucking Emmys and, like, that kind of stuff. They should judge. They should be the people that judge acting.
Amen. 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 If there's one thing that's kept me from committing a horrible crime, it's that I'm not a good enough actor, and I know it, to pretend like I don't know anything about it.
Well, I mean, it doesn't help when you're laughing, right? You're not supposed to laugh when you find out.
Yeah, smirking, no laughing,
that's
no shrugging.
Coming. Fucker had it coming. I didn't say anything, but I'm pretty sure this guy Paul down at the bar was talking about killing him. What? He's trying to frame me for it. I didn't have anything to do with it. Here's 18,000 text messages between the two of you the night of the fucking murder.
Exactly.
You got the rope?
Yeah, well, I got the rope.
I got the shovel and the tarp.
Cool. We're ready to plant some rose bushes, right?
Plant some bud. If you know what I mean. His name is Bud. Do not use his name.
Do not use his name.
Well, if you learned anything on the show, you learned who the fucking youngest Gilf was.
People learn a lot more than that already.
They do. They learn a lot on this show.
They do.
I get letters. I don't tell you about the letters because I don't want your head to get big, but I get a lot of letters.
I dare say that since the whole Trump era is coming to a close, that this episode alone has been more like genuinely productive than any during the Trump era, where it was just like politics.
I know. I got in a real rut there after the third year of fucking Trump, and I apologize to the listeners, but you needed to know what was going on, and I still feel like 70 million people that voted for Trump are fucking idiots. I mean, I know that it's so fucking hard to say, because I don't consider my common American an idiot, but I consider anyone that can't watch them right now, refuse to fucking concede this election, right? Refusing to concede it, even though there's no way he has 306 fucking electoral votes.
Right.
There's no way that he can win, and he's got Giuliani on the fucking case, making a fucking buffoon of himself. And you still believe that it was fixed? Do you think this election was fixed? You're letting this fucking asshole ruin our fucking democracy. I mean, was this fucking dotardian fool to fucking ruin our democracy?
Drag him out by the feet, you know?
I hope so. Like I said, a couple of body bags would be fucking nice.
A couple? Well.
But, I mean, if you can't see this last thing I'm going to say about it, if you can't see that fucking what Trump is doing by installing people and firing the head of the fucking security administration because he said it was a safe fucking election, then, I mean, I don't even know if fucking Kim Jong-un would do that. You know? I mean, that's short of taking out and shooting them. I mean, that's about what that fucking equates to.
Yeah. Well, it's almost over. When does the new president usually take over? January 27th?
January 20th this year.
20.
But, I mean, that's 70 days away, dude.
God damn, is it that many? Well, yeah, I guess it is.
It's a long way off for this to be stuck with this fucking idiot at the helm. I mean, he's melting down, for sure.
I heard that he'd even toyed with just bombing Iran to have something happen, you know?
Right. Yeah. He's burning down the fucking house on his way out. He's that nuts.
A fucking idiot.
And the GOP's like, it's fine. Let him have his fun. I don't see what the problem. You see that guy said that? What is it? I don't see any harm in letting him humor himself. Who's fucking expense?
It's like the parents with the obnoxious kid, and they're just oblivious.
Right. 200,000 fucking people a day are getting sick.
Yeah.
200,000, Rufus. We were scared of this fucking thing when it was like 7,000 people a day.
That's what baffles the fuck out of me. Is we took it seriously when there was like hardly anything going on, and now shit spiked, like you said, three times higher, and it seems like people are taking it less seriously.
Right. They're like, I gotta go to the bar. Gotta live. You know what I mean?
Not
I don't care if it kills me. you tomorrow. I found out that my business partner in the marijuana business,
mm-hmm.
her dad was put on a ventilator tonight with COVID.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. It's rampant where I'm at, dude. It's fucking out of control.
Why
now that it's a bigger city, it's got to be a little more aggressive than it was. I mean, I thought Texas was having a pretty decent outbreak in their own right.
Here, oh, my God. Here, thank God. We go everywhere. I swear 99.7% of people have a mask on and fucking take it seriously. And little old Jasper, it's a bunch of fucking inbred rednecks that think they're smarter than everybody.
I'm asking it's like every dude thinks he's tougher or smarter than fucking wearing a mask.
Mm-hmm.
And I told you I was in a meeting with two guys that both ended up with it.
Yeah, how are they doing, do you know?
They're better. The one guy still can't taste anything, though, and he's been fucking almost 3 weeks. And he's like, I rode where it wouldn't come back for months. And these are fucking normal guys. They're like me and you. You know what I mean? They're not like they're not like muscle heads or anything like that. They were like wearing masks and shit.
Damn.
Yeah. And, you know, someone at their work probably wasn't or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And the one guy I told you, he told me he was fucking scared. Did I tell you that?
Well, fuck yeah, he is. I don't think he told me, but goddamn, it makes sense.
He lives alone, right? He's a single guy. He's like 37 or whatever, maybe 36. Good shape. Guy in regular fucking shape, right? Good shape compared to, I mean, you know, not an everyday drinker or smoker or anything like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was telling me that two Saturdays ago, right, this must have been fresh in his mind when he was telling me. This is like 4 days later. He's like, I was sitting in bed, you know, and he's like, and you're thinking to yourself, you're fucking feeling pretty fucking rotten. Body aches, he said, real bad body aches, and couldn't breathe. And I was explain, couldn't breathe. He's like, dude, I fucking couldn't breathe. He's like, and I would breathe in deep, I'd start fucking wheezing and coughing shit up.
Oh.
And I'm like, are you kidding? He said, I just sat there in my bed. And he's like, I was afraid to go to sleep. I didn't go to sleep till the fucking sun came up. And he's like, not that it would have made any difference. You know, no one was going to find me if I fucking died then anyways.
Right.
But he was like, he just said he was thinking to himself, if this gets any worse, I'm probably going to fucking die.
God damn.
Yeah. He's like, I was fucking genuinely scared. I'm like, damn. I mean, I heard him like 5 or 6 days later, he's still coughing shit up. And then he had to go to the fucking lung doctor, right?
Yeah.
And the pulmonologist is who he went to. And they took some x-rays and shit of his lungs. And they said, no, you're not going to have any lasting damage, but you got some fucking crud in your fucking lungs that is going to take months to fucking get out.
Well, damn. It's not going to last. Jeez, how terrifying is that?
Yeah, I mean, isn't that scary? And he's like going up a fucking flight of stairs makes him winded now.
Wow.
Chops wood.
He chops wood?
Yes. Yeah. It's fucking crazy. So I wish your listeners would think about that. I know that mine do, but I'm more worried about your listeners tonight. All 3 or 4 of them. They're out there.
All of my listeners in Houston, Texas should be safe because they just issued a mandate for all of that county, Harris County, I think.
Right.
But, basically, holidays are shut down. Don't go anywhere or do anything.
Are you going over to your mom and dad?
They want us to, but we're not.
My mom and dad, dude, and I don't even know how to tell my mom I don't feel comfortable. And can I tell you why I don't feel comfortable? Because my mom and dad are so crazy, they're still going out to eat. And I'm like, okay, I get it. You guys don't care about getting sick, I guess, but I do. So I'm like, you're going to give it to me. I ain't down with that.
We have a good excuse. We've been moving, right? So I'm like, we've been out and about and traveling a lot. We don't want to get you guys sick if we have. So we're going.
My parents wouldn't even fucking settle for that. I'm surprised that Mike and Tina will.
Doesn't your mom watch Fox News?
Yes, she does. I know. I hear you. And I feel bad, dude, because I haven't seen my mom in a long time. Hi, Rufus. Friday show, we on?
Yeah, why not?
Folks, tune in to Friday show. We'll finish up. We're going to find out who the oldest DDILF is, whatever that means. Tune in to Friday. Right, Rufus?
Yes.
Oh. Until next time. Alrighty then. Until next time.
Thanks for listening to Hypersloth Happy Hour with Zigzag and Rufus.